This part of the show is where I just get to sit back, relax, and listen to wise words from my buddy Joe Truini. With
you're not going to doze. You're not going to doze off.
Oh, I think I just dozed off. And but the simple solution is always exciting, and I'm looking forward to hearing yet another brilliant moment. Go
okay,
for it,
let me
Joe.
See if I can sneak
Grab
this in
the
before
brilliant
Danny
moment
wakes up.
And go. Okay.
Yeah, let me see if I can sneak this in before Danny comes to. Okay, here's a wood staining tip. Before staining a new woodworking project, or if you're refinishing a piece of furniture, you want to make sure that you can detect any defects, meaning scratches or sanding swirl marks, anything like that, on the surface. Because, you know, once you stain it, they'll become obvious, and then what, you know? So you want to do this before you actually apply the stain. Get a cup and add just a little bit of mineral spirits and just a couple of drops of the wood stain, whatever wood stain you're going to be using. Just basically it's a highly diluted stain. And just wipe it on. Get a cloth and just wipe it on. And that very light coat will automatically reveal any kind of defect. Like I said, scratches, particularly swirl marks. If you're using an orbital sander or a random orbit sander, and especially if you accidentally use an aggressive abrasive that's a little too coarse, you know, you'll have those swirl marks, and they're hard to see otherwise. So anyway, you do that first, and if you see any defects, mark it very lightly with a pencil, let it dry, because you can't sand it while it's wet like that, but it should dry pretty quickly because it's mostly mineral spirits. And then once it's dry, sand the entire piece, not just the defected area, but sand the entire piece and concentrate on the defective area, which you'll be able to tell by the pencil marks. So that's basically the simple solution, because this way, once you do all that, the next time you put on the stain and the clear coat, you'll have a perfect finish and you won't see any of those defects.
Yeah, I tell you, I saw the simple solution that you taped on that, and I was you were losing me there for a minute, and then all of a sudden I went, oh! That
there
is
you
great
go.
Because how many times have you worked on something, thought it, I mean, it looked good, but boy, right. What a telltale sign when you put that little bit of finish on it and it shows up that cross graining or whatever that might be. This gives you a chance to remedy it before you really get involved in it. So another great simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. I stayed completely awake throughout the whole time, and you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple-solutions and see almost 500 video versions of these great simple solutions.